1932.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it's really bad. Just imagine you're a diplomat or a foreign leader. Would you be willing to openly talk to the United States, knowing that your conversations could wind up in the newspapers throughout the world? What if you're helping the United States try to put together some kind of regime to contain Iran, and your name is mentioned in one of these documents? It could be a death sentence. So the world is a dangerous place, I think, we're at war, and these documents are classified. I can't imagine this happening during World War II, but the people who leaked these documents could have blood on their hands.
Maybe the operative word there is could. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In this hour, our focus are, I say our plural, all of the responses to the leaks. This is Clinton number one with public condemnations. The fact that WikiLeaks has, once again, this is the second or third time, releasing hundreds, thousands, in fact, of documents. And some of the reading is actually pretty interesting about our relationships with lots of these countries and the gravitas, if you will, of our diplomats. It's really a very interesting and compelling story. A lot of you will have the same attitude as that was Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, commenting on the leaked documents. A lot of you have the same attitude. He's pretty moderate and has a lot of respect. So wondering out loud whether his feeling is your feeling. You'll be able to express yourself because that's what this program is about. And about a half hour from now, we'll start taking calls at 800-510-8255 regarding the WikiLeaks company, because that's what it is. It's a website, Wikipedia, you've heard it, all of the wiki sites, and these diplomacy documents, the releasing of them has been condemned. Okay, so what does that mean? They began publishing 250,000 of these diplomatic cables from U.S. embassies all around the world. It was said the largest ever disclosure of confidential information. Don't you want to know how they got it? You want to know that's part of the story. How did they get this stuff? As they release these cables over the course of the next month or two, they will give you an unprecedented insight, so they say, into the U.S. government's foreign activities. I want to know. Why are they secret? I've looked at a bunch of these. I don't see why they're so secret. 800-510-8255. Okay, so I mentioned Secretary of State Clinton. Here she is talking about WikiLeaks.
The United States strongly condemns the illegal disclosure of classified information. It puts people's lives in danger, threatens our national security, and undermines our efforts to work with other countries to solve shared problems. This administration is advancing a robust foreign policy that is focused on advancing America's national interests and leading the world in solving the most complex challenges of our time. From fixing the global economy, to thwarting international terrorism, to stopping the spread of catastrophic weapons, to advancing human rights and universal values. In every country and in every region of the world, we are working with partners to pursue these aims. So let's be clear. This disclosure is not just an attack on America's foreign policy interests. It is an attack on the international community, the alliances and partnerships, the conversations and negotiations that safeguard global security and advance economic prosperity. I am confident that the partnerships that the Obama administration has worked so hard to build will withstand this challenge. I want to make clear that our official foreign policy is not set through these messages, but here in Washington. Our policy is a matter of public record as reflected in our statements and our actions around the world. I would also add to the American people and to our friends and partners, I want you to know that we are taking aggressive steps to hold responsible those who stole this information. I have directed that specific actions be taken at the State Department in addition to new security safeguards at the Department of Defense and elsewhere, to protect State Department information so that this kind of breach cannot and does not ever happen again. I'm aware that some may mistakenly applaud those responsible, so I want to set the record straight. There is nothing laudable about endangering innocent people, and there is nothing brave about sabotaging the peaceful relations between nations on which our common security depends.
I think this is good news. Don't you think this is good news? I want to know this sort of thing. 800-510-8255. Mark, you're in California, and you're on the air right now with your thoughts. Thanks for the call.
I believe that, first of all, what Private Manning did was born out of the reality that he was watching our nation's diplomatic process being subverted by certain intentions and objectives that were contrary to this nation's principles. And as a result, he exposed this information to WikiLeaks, who had every right to show it to the world. Because, in fact, all they are is a whistleblower website that allows people to expose truth of things that are taking place within the government or business to illustrate to the public things that need to change. If we don't have that, we have secrecy, and we're going to have much more corruption than what we have now. So what he was doing was the right thing. However, in the United States Army, you do take an oath, and you do make a promise. But in reality, when you are put into a position to be turned into something that is contrary to what your government promised you as a soldier, and they make you a warrior of death and destruction, when they use pretenses of things such as democracy and of rebuilding, when in fact really what they're doing is destroying, and they're doing it for reasons that are also based on pretense. And when you understand that, you can't really facilitate that process and be of good conscience. And I think it's the most awakening process this nation could possibly be. I think it's a gift that we're being allowed to face our own guilt, because our policymakers and our negotiators and our State Department and our president and leaders have been basically not only lying to the world, but if we don't realize that every intelligence service in the world does in fact know about these things for the most part. They're not surprised when they hear these things. This is about the American public being exposed to these things.
Yep. Good thing. 800-510-8255. You haven't sold me, come even close to selling me on these things being bad for America or for democracy or for truth or for freedom.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Number two, don't ask, don't tell. And here, effectively, is Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, who says the senators who reserve judgment on don't ask, don't tell until the report was complete now ought to support the repeal of the law. Will there be those who are still against it? You can probably be sure of that.
If anyone cares what the military thinks about this policy, if anyone cares what the military thinks about the prospect of repealing this policy, it's done now. This report ends it. It is utterly unequivocal. The policy can be repealed. I mean, our military can do this. They've now reported what they need to do to implement repeal in a way that makes sense for the military. They've issued their recommendations on what needs to change in the military to accommodate gay people serving openly. Mostly what they say needs to change is nothing. Everybody abides by the same rules. Everybody abides by the same standards of conduct. Harassment and discrimination are not okay, just like they're not okay now. The only difference is you can't get fired just for being gay. It is an unequivocal report on the issue. The military, in short, says, not a problem. Senator Lindsey Graham, I do not support the idea of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell before our military members and commanders complete their review. I'm open-minded to what the military may suggest. Senator Scott Brown, I believe we have a responsibility to the men and women of our armed forces to be thorough in our consideration of this issue and take their opinions seriously. I'm keeping an open mind, but I do not support moving ahead until the Pentagon completes its study. Senator John Ensign, Senator Ensign is waiting on the report from the Pentagon. Senator Olympia Snow, the question is whether we should be voting on this issue before we have the benefit of the comprehensive review that the Secretary of Defense ordered. Senator Mark Kirk, I think we should wait for the Joint Chiefs of Staff to report. Senator George Voinovich, I believe it would be logical to wait for the Department of Defense to issue its report on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. All of these senators, the people with the power to decide this issue now, say they have been waiting to decide until this report came out. It is out now. And anyone waiting on this report to see if the military is giving the green light to repeal this policy now has their green light. Seriously, it's green.
800-510-8255. On the other side, Janet is in Arizona, and you have a lot to say, it looks like, so let's hear it.
About Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I want you to know who you're talking to. I'm a heterosexual 72-year-old Christian woman. I've been married to the same man for 49 years. I have no children or nieces or nephews or any relatives who are gay. But I really must speak up. Are you familiar with the name Lieutenant Colonel Fehrenbach, Victor Fehrenbach? 19 years in the Air Force. He is America's number one fighter pilot. 19 years of experience. And some heterosexual Air Force person outed him about a year ago. No one asked him. He did not tell. And as of October, we lost him. They had been warning him for a year, were investigating. They were trying to stretch it out and not lose him. But they put him out of the military with his 19 years of experience. And I hope you have some way to see him on television. You've never seen such a gentleman in your life. Are you aware of Danny Choi? I'll bet you are. Number one in his class at West Point, absolutely adored by his troops. He never was asked, he never told, until he found somebody he really, really wanted to spend his life with. We lost him in October. They finally put him out. For whom is it working, and what kind of respect for the privacy of Lieutenant Fehrenbach?
You know, listening to Janet tell that story reminds me of something that I thought about with regard to all of this stuff. We haven't even touched on it here. The fact that we've spent all this money chasing these people out, it is, in my estimation, and I've always said this pretty bluntly, this is one of the stupidest things that we could possibly, wasting this kind of dough, chasing these, investigating them. It's really time that we grow up.
Who to trust. With FinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With FinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust them.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit FinVerified.com/radio4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
FinVerified.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. Justice. That's what people want. Justice. Pictures of this Mohammed Osan Mohammed, 19-year-old Somali-American terror suspect, targeted with arson on Sunday. Fire at the Islamic Center contained to one room and nobody was hurt. He was ensnared in an FBI plot, arrested for plotting to bomb the Portland Christmas tree lighting ceremony. That's what we're talking about here. That's what the operation is about. Looks like a pleasant enough kid. Never can tell. What's the old story? Can't tell a book by its cover. Here's radio host Joe Pags discussing the case, the underwear bomber. And remember Richard Reed, the shoe bomber? And he wonders if it may be time for us to really start thinking about profiling.
Mohammed Osman Mohammed is from Somalia, naturalized U.S. citizen, going to Oregon State University. You ever notice there's more activity around Christmas time? You ever notice that? I don't know, underwear bomber. What day was that? I can't remember. Oh, that was on Christmas Day last year. And Richard Reed. I can't remember. December 22nd, 2010. That's right. The shoe bomber. We don't really allude to it much, but things seem to pick up when it comes to Islamo-terrorism around the world around Christmas time. So Mohammed Osman Mohammed wanted to blow it. I don't know if you saw pictures of the tree lighting in Oregon. Man, there were tons of people there. There were tons of people there. Lots of people. And he would have killed them. Gladly. He would have done it in the name of his religion. Disclaimer alert. Disclaimer alert. Not all Muslims want to kill everybody. Most Muslims are peaceful. The vast majority of Muslims around the world don't want to blow up the Portland, Oregon, Christmas tree lighting ceremony, or the people who were there, okay? Not saying Muslims want to kill us. What I'm saying is this guy fits the profile. He's a 19-year-old Muslim from Somalia. Obviously, the FBI did a good job by profiling him or getting word that he was looking to do something evil like this. Clearly, the FBI did the right thing. Now, the reason why I bring this up is the story after story after story that you and I talk about when it comes to what's going on at the airports. Now, there's a chance this dork would not have gone through the secondary screening or the pat-down or the funneling. Well, we have shots of nuns being patted down. We have the 3-year-old who was screaming, don't touch me or stop touching me. Well, we have the woman who says, you know, I'm large on top, so they chose me for extra screening. I think that the men at the TSA were staring at me before I ever got up there. You've got a woman in the UK who, because it was her time of the month, was pulled aside for extra screening because on the full body scan, they didn't know what that was that showed up in her area. Really? The machine can't tell the difference between a bomb-making, you know, device or material and a pad? Really? I just don't remember in recent history when we're talking about terrorist attacks or strikes or attempted bombs or actual bombs or people blowing up their underwear or their shoes. I just don't remember them being anything other than extremist Muslims. Is it me? Or am I not getting it right? And what do you think about the sentence that he faces? Life in prison and a $250,000 fine. Does that work for you? Or is it time that we stepped up and said, oh, I'm sorry, you were going to blow up thousands of people, and had we not given you a fake bomb, you would have. You should die for that. Isn't it time to take a good hard look at it that way? At what point will we say, all right, the people who are trying to kill us do fit a certain profile? At what point will we finally say, all right, what El Al does in profiling those who, you know, because of their facial expressions or because of the way they answer questions, that does make sense? At what point do we say, all right, let's stop having my 60-something-year-old mother go through the full-body scan and the crotch pat-down, and let's talk to Muhammad Osman Muhammad? At what point do we just say that and stop worrying about, you know, who's going to get mad at us?
800-510-8255 on the countdown. Open lines begin in a few moments. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on the terrorism plots that may or may not exist, the reality of the one in Oregon last week.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. A plane with 189 people on board skidding off a runway at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Friday night as that region deals with very heavy snow. No major injuries reported. Traffic accident involving a school bus and an 18-wheeler in Louisiana sending 21 kids to the hospital. Authorities say the bus was rear-ended by the tractor-trailer as it stopped to pick up some kids. The driver of the bus had tried to pull off the road. road to prevent a full-on collision. This month's planned launch of the shuttle Discovery being pushed back at least another 2 months. NASA says engineers need more time to determine what caused the cracks in the massive external fuel tank. Cracks were found in the foam on the tank's surface. NASA now aiming for a February 3rd launch. IRN USA Radio News.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR at best 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor X-ray, this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED at grid, Mike Bravo, 310-737, small arms fire. Request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I feel kind of frustrated that Congress doesn't seem to be able to do anything about this situation. We have an employment crisis in this country, and it's going to get worse if the benefits are not extended. You can't just suddenly jerk $6 billion a month out of the economy and think there's not going to be repercussions. The unemployment benefits need to go ahead and be addressed, because there are people who are literally starving, being evicted from their homes, not able to give Christmas to their children. You know, that's much more important than passing, you know, tax cuts for millionaires. I mean, they're not suffering for anything.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Janet Reinman there, one of the many unemployed Americans who are now without jobless benefits. There are some 2 million people who have had their jobless benefits ended. If you're unemployed, and this is you, how are you dealing with it? Or do you know anybody who's dealing with it? That's the subject matter here in the overview of this big story this week. A lot of people are trying to make it a big story. Is it for you? If you're employed, you got plenty of money, no. But if you're broke and about to lose your home and your car and other things, maybe this is something that's going to make you sweat a bit. Extended unemployment benefits. Again, 2 million people will start to run out this week. I think Congress ought to change its mind. It has said no. Some of the benefits have been extended up to 99 weeks. At what point do you say no? And as I have pointed out before here and other places, many of you have taken advantage of this, and I mean taken advantage. There are many people legitimately who can't find another job. Some people are working under the table and collecting at the same time. We've heard from people over the last week or 10 days who have two jobs. I remember hearing from one person who thought it was better. He was better off. He had one job he didn't like before, but he made $60,000 or $70,000, got fired and went on unemployment for a while, found a job and then found another job, and quite likes working as much as he is and likes the variety in what he's doing. There's always going to be good and bad when it comes to this sort of thing. But at what point do you say, what's fiscally responsible? It's kind of like, do you keep bailing out? We have all this money. Maybe if the money hadn't gone to some of the banks that were that held us up, you and me, the taxpayer, then the money would be around now to pay unemployment benefits, because this is pretty much the same thing. You bail out the people who are unemployed individually. You bail out the people who are running the big banks and wonder out loud, how could they have been as irresponsible as they are? Some people say that those who are unemployed are irresponsible. Look at the help wanted lists all over the web, all over classifieds, help wanted signs. I saw yesterday I was in a business, having to have been a farm store, a dairy store, looking for a manager. Why don't you think you could find somebody like that in this day and age? You say Americans don't want to do it? Well, then maybe Americans deserve to be hungry or deserve to lose their home. If they don't want to work, you don't want to work, then why is it that I'm expected to prop you up? I'm having a hard time paying my mortgage. The money's extracted from me through taxes to take care of you who doesn't want to work? The hell with that. 800-510-8255. What is fiscal responsibility or lack of fiscal responsibility when it comes to this? A lot of the Republicans getting a bad name because they say fiscal responsibility ought to come first. A handful of Democrats, the Blue Dog Democrats, say the same thing. Some say they're open. So this appears to be something when you get to the bottom line. We have almost $14 trillion in debt. 40 cents out of every dollar that you pay in taxes goes to pay down that $13.8 trillion national debt. You're going to add a couple of billion more to that? What's a couple of billion when it's $14 trillion, right? Here is Fox host Charles Payne speaking with Democratic strategist Marianne Marsh. The unemployed Americans paid for these benefits. Did you, as you were employed, pay into unemployment? So do you deserve more money? That's the question here.
The GOP gets blamed, Marianne, for blocking this. But from what I understand, if the Democrats can find a way to fund it, then the GOP will go along with it as well.
Well, here's the spectacle, Charles. We're less than 4 weeks from Christmas, and you have the Republicans fighting against unemployed people who won't have any benefits coming up in the next few days, and at the same time, and they've paid for them. Every day they went to work, every week it came out of the paycheck, those unemployment benefits were paid for by these folks. And on the other hand, fighting for tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, which aren't paid for and will only add to the deficit. That's the dilemma.
Well, that's perhaps the way you see it. By the way, I don't believe in that $700 billion number. I believe, you know what, it's interesting today, and I don't want to get off topic too much, but we had a report from ADP and Challenger Grand Christmas. They both underscored why it's so important not to attack small businesses right now. They're the only ones hiring. We don't want a big tax increase, and it's not on the rich. But let's get back to the notion, though, that the unemployment benefits, 2 million people, you mentioned Christmas time. Where does the responsibility lie with respect to the Democrats? Why are they so resistant to things like dipping into TARP, which has become the president's personal piggy bank?
You're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
We're not creating a deficit. That's what we're doing. We're trying to prevent any more debt. The whole topic of this nation, the midterm elections, was about the fact that, listen, we're saddling our kids with a future that they just will become a third world nation. We're trying to stop that.
Charles, this is the hypocrisy right now by the Republicans. They won't give the unemployment benefits, but they want the tax cuts for the wealthiest to be extended. And how are you going to pay for that? So you have to show you can pay for both. It's either both or neither. And I think that's the fight on the table. And I don't think voters are going to forget in 2 years that it was the Republicans who were fighting against folks who are out of work.
All right, let's get into this from your perspective. 800-510-8255. You are now the star. Clay Cohut, who is monitoring our social media, will have some input. Your texting also is encouraged at 646-926-DOUG. You can answer on Twitter.com. Include your name in the text, please. So we'll see what's on Facebook and Twitter. Regarding extending the benefits, to do or not to do, that is the question I put to Scott in Kalamazoo. Go ahead, Scott. Yes, no. What do you think?
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I think that they should definitely continue on with the benefits.
Are you employed now?
I'm 57 years old.
Yeah.
I worked 40 years. I paid in for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you unemployed? Are you unemployed at the moment?
The country has just totally turned,
to answer that question.
Back on me.
Are you employed or unemployed?
Four women.
Okay.
They got kids and they ain't got no...
800-510-8255. Jeff, two-way conversation, please. Jeff in Elmira. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Doug. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, and you as well.
Thank you. Just two quick comments. I believe we should extend the benefits, but we shouldn't increase the debt. What about the money from TARP, if there's anything left? Or
there
if
is.
The money's been paid back by the financial institutions?
Yeah, there is money from TARP left, and General Motors paid back money into the general fund on its loan, that sort of thing. Are you employed or unemployed, Jeff?
I am employed. So I'm self-employed. I run my own business.
Yeah.
I work hard at it.
Yeah.
Another thing, Madge Rudge, a couple months ago, it was linked to an article that showed that 31 or 32% of people on unemployment for more than a year were single.
Yeah.
Why don't those single people are easier to, you know, they can easily move to a different region of the country. There's jobs as compared to family people.
Mm.
So my question is, why is that many single people, if that statistic is accurate, why are so many single people on unemployment?
Good question. That is something. That's food. That's real food for thought.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
This is Ed Krell, CEO and President of Destination Maternity Corporation. Since 2001, we've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies. Did you know that in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Help bring healthy babies home. Join Destination Maternity and the March of Dimes in fighting premature births. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Number four, the debate over which taxes to cut. Local host Mac and Gatos now. They feel, as I do, this is more politics, the usual yaya.
The House of Representatives passes a measure to keep lowered tax rates for individuals earning less than $250,000 a year. Basically, what that means is it is a tax cut only for the middle class.
This is what we did not want. This is what we are, as Americans, sick and tired of.
Mm-hmm.
We're sick and tired of the shots across the bow. We're sick and tired of the partisanship. We're sick and tired of, well, we've got to send a message, and we'll do that through voting for something that just get stuff done.
Yeah, today the news is that the House okays an extension of tax cuts for some Americans.
Right.
Keep in mind, this isn't going anywhere.
Right.
Well, and John Boehner, I think, said it perfectly. Now, has anyone been more outspoken about John Boehner than me? I think the guy's been a goofball for the last few years. But I think he was right here, and he used some cool words.
Trying to catch my breath so I don't refer to this this maneuver going on today as chicken crap, all right? But this is nonsense, all right? The election was 1 month ago. We're 23 months from the next election, and the political games have already started trying to set up the next election.
Well, this is what we said.
That's
this is what we said. Get stuff done.
Right.
Quit the politicking and quit screwing around with our time. Because, again, December 31st is when those tax cuts could go away.
And all your taxes will go up.
Right.
And every single one of you, your paycheck will be less.
Right. So stop with the partisanship. Now, here's what I don't understand, though.
Chicken crap.
Yeah. I understand that growing up on a farm. I do understand what that is. If the Senate says there's no way this is going to pass.
It's not.
So does that mean if you make over $250K a year, you are screwed?
No.
Or is there going to be something at the end of the rainbow that all of them will be extended? Because, again, if they're going to be extended, now the question I want to know is, how long? Because if it's for a year, this isn't going to mean anything. Well, it's just to get them reelected. At least they can go back. People in the House who believe that, you know, people should have the tax cuts repealed or revoked, rolled back, they can go back to their constituents and said, hey, I tried to do the right thing. It's posturing. It's not getting anything done.
All right. That's a, I think, pretty good overview. What do you think? 800-510-8255. I think you're going to hear a lot of chicken crap. From Boehner, you'll have radio folks using that just a punctuation for a joke or who knows what. But the point here is that it is, as these two guys have said, politics as usual, and nothing is getting done. Like, these people don't have a clue as to what you have told them at the voting booth. 800-510-8255. Okay. Here is David Bowes on his radio program breaking down Nancy Pelosi's tax argument and what sort of conclusions he's come to.
Now, remember, this is an extension of the current tax rates. It's not even an additional tax cut. So how is it being framed?
Giving $700 billion to the wealthiest people in America does add $700 billion to the deficit. And the record and history shows it does not create jobs. It does not create jobs.
Now, I realize that Pelosi and the Democrats have promised that its unemployment benefits are the greatest multiplier. That's the best stimulus plan there is. Remember, that's what was said. It's the best because it goes straight out there and all kinds of jobs are going to be created. Well, you know, a couple of years later, people are thinking, well, perhaps there's some other better way to do it. Note the flaw in worldview from the beginning.
Giving $700 billion to the wealthiest people in America does add $700 billion to the deficit.
Who's giving money to these people? Who's giving money to the wealthy in this circumstance? I mean, remember, the objective here is to keep tax rates the same. So how is this giving money to the wealthy? Unless you come from a worldview that suggests that money first belongs to the state, then you earn it, and then the state decides how much you should keep of your money. Because we're not giving them anything.
Giving $700 billion to the wealthiest people in America does add $700 billion to the deficit.
No. No, because we're not giving them the money. If you were giving them money and government was spending on something, that might add to it. But not collecting the money to begin with, while it might change revenues, the thing that adds to the deficit is spending. It's not letting people keep their own money. It's spending. Because nobody has given them anything. Government has taken from them. And in this case, government hasn't even taken from them because the whole point of this exercise is to say, okay, we're in the midst of a very difficult recession here. People have uncertainty. We're trying to plan for the next year. Nobody's sure what their paychecks are going to look like or what their payroll is going to be and all this kind of thing. And so instead of getting on the ball, we have Nancy Pelosi worried that somewhere out there, government isn't going to be able to start collecting more money from people. It's not about giving money back. It's about taking more money, which is really what she's about.
I think, once again, we've heard some pretty good rational thinking on this. But again, it depends on where you're coming from. Don't want to gang up on one side. Want to hear from everybody. That's why you're encouraged now to call us at 800-510-8255. Frank, we have time for your call from Arkansas, please.
What I would like to see is, before you talk about expanding taxes or raising taxes, I'd like to see Congress at least introduce or try to do something about the all the people collecting disability and stuff that shouldn't be, all the fraud in Medicare, Medicaid, and it's a huge, huge part of our budget. It's Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and there's so much fraud, and I don't see any bills even initiated in Congress to try to address that.
Are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number five, the president announces a pay freeze for federal workers.
Hard truth is that getting this deficit under control is going to require some broad sacrifice. And that sacrifice must be shared by the employees of the federal government. After all, small businesses and families are tightening their belts. The government should, too. That's why on my first day as president, I froze all pay for my senior staff. This year, I've proposed extending that freeze for senior political appointees throughout the government and eliminating bonuses for all political appointees.
I guess in a manner of speaking, if you're getting a pay cut, you don't work in the public sector, is it time for the public sector to get at least a pay freeze? Here is Joe Scarborough discussing the freeze with Pat Buchanan, one of his commentators, Mike Barnicle, and Ezra Klein from The Washington Post.
Pat Buchanan, what's your take on the political strategy of Barack Obama literally tearing a page from the Republican playbook?
I think it's smart, and I think it's gutsy, and I think it's the right thing to do, and I do agree that he might have done it better if he brought the Republicans with him, but he stepped out in front, and I commend the president. It's the right thing to do, Joe.
Mike, the president acts unilaterally. It makes him look decisive, and the Republicans get no credit for it. I think politically it makes a lot of sense for the White House.
It's interesting to note that what will happen later today, this bipartisan meeting at the White House, takes place in the shadow of the president scooping the Republicans on their own issue yesterday. I wonder what the dialogue will be like today about that.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Ezra Klein, you say there are three ways to look at what the president did yesterday. What are they?
No, I think there are more than that even. But number one, he probably forestalled worse cuts. If you look what the bipartisan commission has been putting forward, they wanted a 3-year pay freeze on federal employees. Republicans have talked about a hiring freeze, not just a pay freeze, and maybe even pay cuts, Mitch Daniels has suggested. So potentially by doing it himself and doing a 2-year pay freeze, he forestalled something more aggressive on the federal workforce front. Then another way to look at it is that this sort of unilateral bipartisanship where he doesn't give the Republicans a chance to get credit, doesn't get them to ever buy in. So on the one hand, he's got Democrats annoyed at this, and on the other hand, Republicans feel that it's not there, so they're just going to keep criticizing it for not going further. And then third, Obama has a lot of big initiatives coming out in the next couple of years, right? Financial reform, health care reform. If you don't have a pretty talented federal workforce, if regulators are leaving to join banks and health care firms, those aren't going to work. So a very high-profile effort right now to make becoming a federal employee less attractive will have downstream consequences that they may not be anticipating yet.
Now, Ezra, would the president have, and I agree with you, I mean, the president did this unilaterally, and it makes him look assertive. At the same time, he could have gotten something for the Republicans from it, but would the base, would the Democratic base have been upset if this president held a press conference yesterday with John Boehner and Mitch McConnell up there with him, announcing this 2-year spending freeze?
My sense is you've got to split the base into two here. They're one sort of the elites, and they don't like it one way or the other. They don't want a federal workforce freeze. They think we need better, more talented, and potentially even more regulators. But, and this is my sense from polling and also just reaction from things I've written on this, I think this is popular among the Democratic base. I think among the country as a whole, there's a sense that federal workers, and I don't necessarily think the numbers back this up, but there's a sense that federal workers are overpaid. They should be sharing the hard times more than they are. This is a good thing.
Yep, that's exactly what people think and feel, and with good reason. That was an interesting analysis of this. What thinks you? Bill, you're in Pennsylvania, and you're up next with what you have to say.
Employee pay freeze for federal employees. Of course all the federal employees calling in are saying, oh yeah, sure, please our pay. You put the numbers on the board. It went from 62,000 up to 73 or 74,000. That's a huge increase. In fact, I remember hearing that in the same time period that the average salary in Michigan has dropped by about $15,000. So I would say that any federal worker would be happy with a pay freeze right now. They're holding on to the gains that they've made over the last 5 years. As far as the deficit, I am a Republican, but I have to say that Boehner and McConnell, they don't speak for Republicans when they say that every American deserves a tax cut. A guy that's making more than $500,000 should not be getting a tax cut. And the fact that the Republicans continue to harp on that is just ridiculous. I know it as a Republican, and so do the Democrats. My last point, if I could, the bipartisan debt commission president put in place. They're not dead on arrival. They're dead on arrival just because some pundit and all the people in the Beltway say they're dead on arrival. We have to look at Social Security. We have to look at means testing Social Security. We have to look at raising the age. The ship is sinking. Put the cargo over.
Throw the cargo overboard. It's no wonder most federal employees aren't complaining. Their salaries have been going up, 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 up. They should have been cut 3 years ago, right?